Motorist to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, architect and TV star Dermot Bannon says there are many ways to make your home more energy efficient. He says as there's a lot of information about retrofitting, many people are confused by what steps they should take.
The advice that I give to people is to kind of look at sustainability and your home from a kind of from the very, very basic. So if you're going out for a long walk of an evening and it was freezing outside, would you plug in an electric blanket, wrap it around you, plug that into a generator, or would you put on a big heavy coat? And it's the exact same principle. So throw insulation is the key. People get worried about solar panels, heat pumps, underfloor heating, all of these things, and actually insulation is the most important thing. So whatever you can afford in whatever increments, do your walls first. We tend in Ireland to kind of to replace the windows. We think that kind of will keep in all the heat, but actually your walls are the biggest area that is open to the outside. So walls first, and then the floors, and then finally your windows. So it's kind of to look at it from basic principles and understand what we're doing. The most questions I get into practice is, we don't know what we're doing here. There's so much available. There's so much information out there. We don't know what we're doing. So start with the very, very basics. It doesn't matter how you generate your heat, but whatever heat you do generate, to keep it in. And that's the most important thing. And then take it from there. And the hints and tips on the SEAI website are brilliant. And I said, look, there's amazing grants available for all of it.
Dermot recommends having a good couple of feet of insulation in your attic.
Just insulated, because if you think about it, like when we get really cold, we put a hat on ourselves because heat rises and it goes out through the top. So all your heat, if you've got no insulation in your attic, regardless of what you've done to your walls, it'll still go out and up through the ceiling and out through your roof. And anybody who goes up into their attic at Christmas time to take down the decorations realizes how cold it is up there. So if you've got that open up to your rooms below, you're just losing so much heat. So, you know, and again, you can get a grant first. So if you go on to seai.ie, there's a grant available to insulate your attic, and you can get somebody in to do it. If you're confident enough, do it yourself. Just the only thing to be careful is, in the older draft your houses, they were designed to let air circulate through them. So if you block up all the vents that are on the eaves, you know the little slots that you see sometimes at the eaves of your house, if you block up all of them, there's no air getting up into the attic. And when you've got warm air and cold air meeting, you end up getting condensation. So that's why you kind of get timbers rotting and the attic space sweats. So if you are insulating your attic, make sure that you're still leaving the roof space ventilated.
He says while there is a push to get people to move to heat pumps, many people still want to have a stove in their home.
There's a kind of an irony in that you're putting heat pumps into everybody's houses and you're trying to get people off fossil fuels. And you'd always, like us Irish people, we love stoves, we love a fire, we love the company of a fire, we love seeing a flame. And it's something that's inherent in us. But I struggled with the fact that you're putting a stove into somebody's house to burn fossil fuels. And then you're trying to push them into a heat pump. So Willa Warm approached me for a partnership, and I was a bit dubious at the beginning, thinking, well, you know, okay, is it completely 100% carbon neutral? It is. Is it grown in Ireland? It is. And then I suppose I went up to the factory, I saw it, I said, well, how's it all bound together? Is there a glue used? And nope, it just uses the resin that's in Willow. So it's a brilliant product. I've been a partner with them for the last couple of years. And the reason I am is just because I think most of us, when we're, especially in the bigger cities, you know, when we rely on going to garages and things like that to buy our fuel, what happens is that people just pick up the nearest thing to them, or the lightest thing to carry. They don't really, and most of us buy fuel like that in the dark on a Friday evening because you want to light the fire. If you are buying fire logs or other peat products, they are probably imported, and they've taken a long journey. So there's a huge amount of embodied carbon in that. So I think by buying a Willow product, you are buying something that's carbon neutral. And when it's carbon neutral, that means that it's taking whatever way it's burned, any of the carbon that is burned that comes off the briquette is taken back out of the environment again with the Willow plant. And it just seems to be a bit of a no-brainer.
You can find out more information about making your home more energy efficient on ourstoprotect.ie, and there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.